It's Tuesday, time for our regular weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. In past segments, Dr. Husing has been talking about the 12 economic regions of the Inland Empire, each of which he says provides our region competitive economic advantages over the economies of the Southern California coastal communities. In past segments, Dr. Husing has talked about the six zones in Riverside County, the Western Edge, the city of Riverside itself, the South I-215 corridor, Southwest Riverside County, the Pass area, and the Coachella Valley. Dr. Husing says there are six economic zones in San Bernardino County as well: the West End, the East Valley, the High Desert, the Mountain Communities, the Morongo Basin, and this morning, the largely unseen but, he says, economically powerful economies of the Inland Empire's outlying desert areas.
Each one of them is very analogous to my gold mine way of looking at the world. In this case, it's generally a single activity, someplace in the desert, that is bringing money to it and sets up an area of economic activity around that single activity.
So it could be, say, a big Air Force base, for instance.
Well, a big Army base.
Okay.
Fort Irwin.
Mm-hmm.
So the Fort Irwin area. Because of, again, as long as the Army's fighting desert warfare, you're going to have a big operation at Fort Irwin.
Would you consider the solar farms up there?
Solar farms have temporarily been while they're being built. But once they're built, no, there doesn't take a lot of economic activity to continue them.
So what kind of activity are you looking at in the outlying desert areas?
All right, Fort Irwin is one.
Mm-hmm.
Trona. The bauxite mine in Trona.
Ah, yeah, okay.
It's a major activity out there. When you get out to the Needles area, you've got the Colorado River and the various activities that go around that. So those are, I think, the big three. Really, in along with that is a fourth, which is not in San Bernardino, which is in Riverside County, and that is the prison in Blythe.
Mm-hmm.
The Blythe Prison is a big economic activity center because people are in prison. Well, you've got laundry, you have food, you have guards, all of that surrounding that. That, by the way, also applies in Adelanto, Victorville, because of the federal prisons and other prisons are up in there, which are economic generators. I actually personally used the capturing of a prison to secure the economic base of a little town in central Nevada, where I was managing a casino and the town was dying, and working with the town fathers, we captured what we thought was going to be a medium security prison. It became the only maximum security prison in the state, and has secured the economic environment up there.
Hmm. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.